Every family that leaves a Tennessee hospital with a new baby is now handed a simple 14-page picture book. Health officials are crediting it for fewer infant deaths in unsafe sleeping conditions. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports hospitals statewide have given out the book since 2013.
This year's batch of books, all 86,000 copies of Sleep Baby Safe and Snug, arrived near the state capitol in a tractor trailer adorned with a giant photo of a sleeping baby boy. Health officials say the book's watercolor images and simple advice stand out from the bundle of info handed to new parents.
When you're in the hospital, they unload a lot of papers and brochures and information on you right after you've had a baby, and it's just a lot to take in and remember.
That's Maura Hankey. Her nonprofit has given out 1 million copies in 46 states.
Parents aren't going to throw away a book, especially, you know, a board book that they can read to their families. So hopefully they're reading the book before bedtime to their baby, and then it's a great reminder for parents as well.
The book explains the ABCs of safe sleep. A is the baby sleeps alone. B for on its back. C in a crib. The Hankey family, a teacher and a doctor, were moved to action after their son died while napping face down on his father's chest. It's moments like those that worry health officials. But after deploying the book, sleep fatalities fell below 100 in 2014. That's a 25% decline, which they say is a tremendous public health change. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.